Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him.
Psalm 100, verse 4 and 5 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." Why? For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. We can praise God and thank Him because He is good. He gives us a love that is forever, and He is faithful.
Boys and girls, I'm glad that you're back with me as we study and continue studying the story of Paul and Silas. Do you remember what happened last time? Paul and Silas had just freed a slave girl from the power of Satan. And were her masters very happy? No, they weren't. So that's where we're going to pick up with our story today. But before we do, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we are so thankful and grateful for this time to spend with you. Help us to know more about you because of our time spent here today. Come into our hearts. Help us to see things that we may never have seen before. We love you. Amen. The masters of the slave girl in our story were so angry with Paul and Silas that they grabbed them and took them to the city officers. A crowd soon gathered and the people started shouting. The city officers didn't even try to stop them. Instead, they ordered that Paul and Silas be beaten with rods. Oh, let's read Acts chapter 16, verse 22 and see what the Bible tells us. Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Acts is right after John in the New Testament. Once you find Acts, then we're going to look inside Acts for the chapter 16. Chapter 16, it's kind of in the middle of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 16, and then once you find the chapter, look down below it. For those little numbers, we need verse 22. The Bible is divided into two sections, the Old Testament, the New Testament. Those are divided into books, the different books of the Bible. Then those books are divided into chapters, and each chapter is divided into verses so that we can find spots in the Bible very easily. Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Here's what it says.
Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods.
Then the city officers put them into prison.
"Make sure those men don't get away," they told the jailer.
So the jailer put Paul and Silas into the dark inside room. It's like an inner room within the jail. Most of the rooms in our house all have at least a window to the outside. You can see out, you could get out if you needed to if there was an emergency or a fire. But there's one room in our house that is completely surrounded by other rooms or hallways or closets in our house. And that room is the bathroom. Our main bathroom in our house has one bedroom on one side, another bedroom on another, a closet on one side, and a hallway in the front. When you are in there and that door is closed, there is no windows. It's very dark. I imagine that's kind of what the jailer put Paul and Silas into, because it would be harder for them to escape. Not only did he put them inside a dark room in the middle of the jail, but he also fastened their feet in stocks so they couldn't even stand up. Look at verse 23 and 24. We're in Acts chapter 16, verse 23 and 24. This is what it says.
And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks.
How do you think that Paul and Silas felt as they sat there on the cold, bare floor of the jail in the dark? They couldn't move their legs because they were in stocks. Have you ever seen stocks? It's like a big piece of wood that has kind of gouges in it that you put your feet in, and then another piece of wood that has gouges in it goes over the top so that your feet are fastened, and then they'll use a lock or a chain or some way of fastening it so that you cannot get your feet out. When I was a teenager, my parents took us to the East Coast of the United States of America to tour some of the different old colonial towns like Jamestown, Williamsburg. We even went to like Gettysburg and the battlefields. But one thing that stands out to me is when we were in, I think it was Williamsburg, it was one of those towns where they reenact. They've fixed up all the houses, fixed up all the yards and the gardens and the little pathways and roadways, and then people dress up like they're in that time period, that they're still living in that time period. And then tourists, like us, can walk through and see what it was like back in what we call colonial times. Well, as we were walking through, there was one thing that really stood out to me, and that was the stocks. They had a place where if people were caught stealing or got in trouble, it was kind of like a grown-up timeout. They were taken to the stocks, and sometimes the stocks were just for their feet, and they would sit and they would put their feet in. Other times, they would have to put their head in so that the wood was around their neck and their wrists, and so they would have to stand there for... sometimes it was all day or overnight or 24 hours, depending on the severity. I was able to put my head in the stocks and my wrists in the stocks and stand there. And you're kind of bent over, even as a kid. So as an adult, they would have really been bent over. Your back would have gotten really tired and it was uncomfortable and it was just awful. Well, that's how Paul and Silas were feeling. Their feet were in stocks. Their backs were bleeding because, remember, they had been beaten with rods. They were sore from that beating. Oh, how they hurt. Whenever I'm in pain, I don't act very nicely. I just want to go crawl in bed and lay down and be in my soft bed with my soft pillow and my soft blanket and just make the world go away until I feel better. But Paul and Silas were not that way. They didn't even complain. They knew that they were not alone. They knew that angels were there with them. And even though they were hurting terribly, they were happy to suffer for Jesus. "Let's pray," they said to each other. So they did. Right out loud. "Let's sing," they said to each other. And they did. Right out loud. In fact, they sang so loudly that the other prisoners could hear them. Look at verse 25. Acts chapter 16, verse 25. We've already read 22, 23, and 24. Now we're going to read 25 as we close out today. Let's see what that says.
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
Do you think you would sing if you were Paul and Silas? It might be kind of hard to sing when you're in pain and you're uncomfortable and you're sore and you're bleeding and you're hurt. Now, I like to imagine if I were Paul and Silas, what would I have sung? I think I might have sung a song like Onward Christian Soldiers. Do you know that song? Onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war. Something like that. Or what about... stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Or how about, faith is the victory, faith is the victory,
Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
How about maybe a song like,
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Do you know some of those songs? Those are wonderful songs that can help to encourage us. You know, boys and girls, when you're in a tough spot, when you're maybe even in a scary situation, because sometimes bad things happen, we can be like Paul and Silas. We can choose to sing and to give our troubles and our worries to Jesus, because you know what? When we talk to Jesus, when we sing to Him, is our mind thinking about what's going on, or is our mind lifted up to heaven? It's lifted up to heaven. And when our mind is lifted to heaven, we are thinking on things above, not on the things of this earth. That's what we need to be focusing on each and every day. I hope you're spending time with Jesus each and every day. I hope you're putting your mind on Jesus and on heaven. That's the best thing to think about. Let's pray. Lord, help us to be like Paul and Silas. When we're uncomfortable or in situations that we're not happy with, or we might even be scared about, help us to put our minds on You, to trust You, to focus on You, to sing songs to You. We love You. Amen.
Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will be saved. You will be saved. You and your household.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.